Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masachas Menachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zechad HaFayin, Rezivu Ghagun, Bikar of Mamish. And we've been discussing the amounts of flour that are necessary for certain Menachos. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'omer, Ha'yamunupe, B'Shloish Yisrei Nafa. The carbon Omer was sifted with 13 sieves, or sifters. And it's like we explained in the previous Mishnah, since it comes from fresh barley, which has a lot of impurities and chaff and husks and whatnot, it needs to be refined a lot, so it has to go through 13 siftings. Whereas Ushtei Alechem, the shtei lechem, which is brought in Shavuos, from wheat, b'shtei masrei, only needs to go through 12 siftings, whereas lechem apanim, b'achas esrei, the lechem apanim only needs to go through 11. Now, Rav Shimon says, lo yelo kitzba, there's no set amount how many times you have to sift it. Elo soilis menupa kol tzarcha hayamevi. It was very simple. It just needed to be finely sifted flour, and that's all. It sometimes required more siftings, sometimes fewer. The bottom line is, it needed to be finely sifted flour. How do we know this? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, lakachta soilis v'fisa isa, and you shall take soilis, and you shall bake it. And we learn from here, ashtei menupa kol tzarcha, just simply has to be finely sifted flour, no more, no less, and there's no set amount of how many times it has to be sifted, according to Rav Shimon. And now we've gone to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Now in this Perek, for the most part, we're going to be discussing a carbon taida. This carbon was brought for one of four reasons. A person who's crossed over to ocean successfully, or a desert successfully, was very sick and became healed, or got let out of jail. It's very similar to a carbon shlamim. However, something unique to the carbon taida, as we have mentioned previously, and we're going to be focusing on now, is the fact that it comes along with lechem. Actually, it has 40 lechamim, and remember, the term lechem over here means loaves, not the classic word bread that we translate lechem into nowadays. It just means loaves. And these 40 lechemim are actually four different types that each have 10 loaves. Three of the styles, which means 30 of them, are matzah. And one of the styles, which is remaining 10, is chametz. And this is one of the unique times that chametz is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Basically, every single mincha is matzah, as we've learned earlier in the Masechta. But 10 of the lechemim of the Karban Taida are chametz. Now we discuss at greater length. The Mishnah says as follows. The carbon taida was 5 saw of flour that were the Yerushalayim measurement of a saw, which is 6 of the Midbar measurement. When the Yidden were traveling through the Midbar, there was a measurement of a saw, and then when they got into Eretz Yisrael, the Chachamim enlarged the measurement by a fifth, and so they start calling it a Yerushalmi measure. The same amount has to be brought for the carbon taida. It just depends who you're speaking to and what measurement you're referring to depends what you're going to say. So the Mishnah is clarifying that the Lachamim of the taida are made out of 5 Yerushalmi saw, which is 6 Midbari saw. How much is this? Shtei eifas, 2 eifas, and ha'efa shalish sayin, 1 eifa is 3 saw, which broken down further into smaller measurements is a total of esrim isarain, that's 20 isarain, and here's a key over here, asara l'chametz v'asara l'matzah. Of our 40 l'chamim, which are made with a total of 20 isarain of flour, 10 of those isarain, which means half of the flour, are just for the chametz loaves, and the other half is for the matzah loaves. Now remember what we had said, that there's 10 chametz loaves and 30 matzah loaves, which means that the chametz loaves are much bigger than the matzah ones because they use half the flour. And that's what the Mishnah further clarifies. Asar l'chametz, 10 of these isarin are being used for the chametz loaves, and that means isarin l'chala. Each chala, 10 chalas are being baked. So each chala is one full isarin. Whereas asar l'matzah, the 10 isarin of flour that are being used for the matzah loaves, and for matzah shlesh aminim, matzah, as we had said, has 3 different types. What are those types? They're called chalos, urikikin, and revucha. So that's a total of 30 loaves, nimtzu shloish esroinos ushlish l'chomin. It turns out that we're only using 3 1/3 sarains of flour for every min, for every type, and that means that shalish chalos li sarain, that there's 3 chalos to 1 isarain. So when it comes to the chametz loaves, each loaf is 1 isarain, whereas when it comes to the matzah loaves, it turns out that there's 3 chalos to 1 isarain. Now if you're wondering, what about the Yerushalmi measure? So the Mishnah clarifies that, b'midi Yerushalmis ha'yushloishim kav. In the Yerushalmi measure, these 5 saw equal 30 kav, because a saw has 6 kav. Turns out the chamisha asal chametz, chamisha asal matzah, there's 15 kav of flour for the chametz loaves, 15 for the matzah loaves, chamisha asal chametz kav chatzi l'chala. So the 15 saw of flour for the chametz loaves makes it that each loaf is going to be a kav and a half, whereas the chamisha asal matzah, the 15 kav that are used for the matzah, and again, as we had said, v'matzah shloish minim, chalas rikikin revucha, the matzah is 3 separate minim, chalas rikikin revucha. So it's a total of 30, nimtu chameshas kav l'chomin. Turns out that every min is only made out of 5 kav of flour, shtei chalos l'kav, that's 2 chalos for 1 kav of flour. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel discussing other karbanos that also came along with lechamim with certain loaves. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.